Item 367, please.
Approve application for the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for Northeast 148th Apartments, Building 1, located at 14775 Northeast Cooch Street.
Colleagues, this apartment building, Northeast 148th Apartments, Building 1, will have three of the 24 units to be affordable to households earning up to 80% of the area income for 99 years as part of the Inclusionary Housing Program. Two of the three units will be two-bedroom units achieved through the reconfiguration option. The owners, Reza and Rui Abedini, are building a total of 30 new units on the site in multiple buildings. The Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption, or multi-program, is one of the financial incentives provided in the Inclusionary Housing Program, choosing to make units affordable rather than paying the fee in lieu. Each multi-application, as you know, has to come before the City Council for approval. In addition to the 10-year tax exemption provided by the multi, this project will also receive an exemption of the Affordable Housing Construction Excise Tax that otherwise would have been due on the affordable units. This project will join the other 19 private sector projects in the Inclusionary Housing Permit Approval Pipeline, making a minimum of 92 units affordable in otherwise market rate developments. Good morning. Good morning. Obviously, we have Dori Van Bockel here.
Yes, and also with me, Program Coordinator Cassie Graves.
Thank you,
so
Cassie.
So we can answer questions. And also wanted to give you a quick update. Since filing with Council, we've actually gotten the number of total projects up to 29 in the pipeline and a total of
24
private projects and 141 IH units that are in that pipeline, with a number of other projects pending still that haven't identified the number of units they'll be providing yet. So things have heated up a little in the last month or two.
Good news. It's really good news. Commissioner Fritz?
Either for you, Mayor, or for staff. Has Multnomah County passed their version of this yet?
Not yet.
This is for the inclusionary housing multi version that's already approved through code as of last February and endorsed by the county. So what the county is still considering is utilizing the multi-program for projects not subject to inclusionary housing that
that's
came
it.
In for zoning prior.
Do you know the date the county's taking that up?
I believe it's not scheduled just yet.
Okay, thank you.
So, Dori, in other words, these are two projects we're going to take up today where developers have approached inclusionary housing through the front door, not the back door. In other words, they filed after the deadline. It's otherwise required, and they're now it's now penciling out. Interesting, you know, I've been spending a fair amount of time in the community lately because I have a second job in addition to my day job, and the feedback I'm getting from some people is that the inclusionary housing just doesn't pencil out. And yet we're seeing projects come before us where there are projects moving forward. So what can you tell us? What's the lesson of item 367, the 100 Northeast 148th and Cooch project that reminds us that inclusionary housing was carefully calibrated and can be successful?
Yeah, I mean, certainly every project is different depending on the land value, the structure of the own project's financing, the size of the units, the size of the project, private or more, you know, any public funding. This one is a small developer with a smaller creative project, and they've found a way based on the size of their units and the different incentives involved to make this work. Certainly, we don't get into the details of the financing for each particular project to know precisely how this is penciling for them compared to others. But it's certainly, you know, it's great to see some of these units coming in that will be, even with rents not on the market in on Northeast 148th, greatly higher at this time than the affordable rents. Over the 99-year term, we're guaranteed that we'll have some affordability even in changes in the market in that area.
Good.
So just continuing on my previous line of questioning, they're required to do this inclusionary housing.
Yes.
So we can expect all those dozens of applications going to be coming in. We can expect seeing more and more of these.
Correct.
And at this point, this is an entitlement. So what we're doing today is formalizing, yes, you qualify, rather than
correct
whether or not to do the program.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And it's interesting, just so that people know, the total foregone tax revenue is only $9,806 for the entire 10 years.
Right. Through the inclusionary housing program outside of the Central City and Gateway Plan districts, the tax exemption for the 10-year period, it only applies to the affordable units. So the amount of foregone revenue is quite low. Obviously, the benefit to the developer is a lot lower as well.
Yeah. Still, you know, that's good value for everybody, yep. I think. So I appreciate that this is working as intended. Thank you for your work on it. Thank you.
And just if I could follow up on Commissioner Fritz's point, there are some folks in the home builders community who have said that because of this mandate, they simply will not move forward with projects because they don't pencil out. So it is a requirement, but we can't compel people to make investments in housing. And what has struck me as I've heard some of those voices, some of those loud voices, is that we are in the midst or wrapping up a Central City 2035 planning process where there seems to be a robust appetite for residential development downtown, which will be, of course, covered by inclusionary housing. And we're starting to see in the neighborhoods smaller scale applications coming before us. So clearly someone has figured out how to make this pencil out.
So if I might just continue with my previous thought, and that is that it's obviously very calibrated to the different areas because this one is only $355 annually per unit. When we get to the next one, which is in a closer-in area in Southeast, it's $567 per affordable unit.
Obviously, the taxes assessed are based on the value of the project.
So. Right. So it's self-calibrates in some ways. So thank you.
Okay, very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Nice work. Aye.
Thank you. Saltzman.
Yeah, good job. Very, very encouraging. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
So this is the first one with the inclusionary housing mandate. Is that correct?
No, we've actually had several come through already.
I just have not been paying attention, obviously. But this is a good one. I appreciate it. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks. Great work. Cupid, I see you over there sitting in the corner. Thank you. And Shannon Callahan's worked very hard on this as well. Both of you in particular. Thank you. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item 3.